Hello.
Hi.
Yes, good evening. This is Miguel, and I am with Opinion Research, and we are conducting an important book.
Sorry, who are you with?
I'm with Opinion Research, and this is what we're doing.
Okay.
Yes, we're conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Hector County. Will you have a few minutes to help us out?
Okay.
Okay. Are you registered to vote in Hector County?
Yes.
Okay, great. Generally, do you think that the things in Hector County are on the right track or are things on the wrong track?
They're on the right track.
Great, great. And what is the most important issue facing Hector County, in your opinion?
The crime and the traffic accidents. There's traffic accidents, people getting killed. I mean, a lot of bad accidents out there and people getting killed, a lot of crime. Our Odessa is the number one city in Texas for crime. They have, you know, they're number one. So that's kind of disturbing. So I think they need to hire more law enforcement to direct the traffic or take care of the traffic, and also to cut down on the crime that's going on.
Right. Excellent. Okay. And how would you rate the economy conditions in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
It's hard to say because it depends what class you're in. If you're real low class, of course it's bad, you know. Middle class is so-so. High class, of course, they're doing really good. I can't really rate that. There's so many different kinds of people and different levels of income and how they're doing financially.
Right.
Our neighbors, we live in the same neighborhood. My neighbor could be doing a whole lot better than me, or we could be doing a whole lot better than them. It's hard to tell.
Okay, so, understandable. Okay. Mm-hmm. In 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Hector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
I honestly don't know. I can't predict. You know, things change. Changes have to be made.
Right.
One thing, a lot of people out there, they want jobs. They want a paycheck. But they don't want to work for it. So they end up getting hired, getting a job, and they end up not wanting to work. That's kind of hard. So that kind of drains the economy here in Odessa.
Right. So you think it's going to be for the better or for the worse? And if hopefully things get better, right?
Yeah, in Jesus' name, I hope they get better. Yeah.
Okay.
But I can't tell if it's going to get better or not.
Okay, perfect.
People out there, they have work. They have the jobs. There is work out there. It's just that people do not want to work.
Okay. Let's move to the next question. And how concerned are you about the security and the future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Hector County? Very concerned? Somewhat concerned?
Very concerned. Well, my son, he's working at UTPB, so his job is kind of stable. And he's the county commissioner of his county in Crane. And so his job is pretty stable. But my daughter works for the oil company. Her job she has a very high paying job, but the oil field job goes up and down, so she could lose everything. So it's kind of hard to tell.
Okay.
It just depends what area they're in.
Here, hold on.
My husband wants to talk to you.
Okay.
Okay. My name is Daniel. I'm my wife's husband. Anyway, you're asking, in 5 years, do you think things are going to get better here in West Texas? In Odessa.
Right.
Correct?
Better or worse? Okay. What do you think?
No, I, you know, the, as my wife said, the crime rate's real bad. And I think it's going to get worse. And the reason is because nowadays our younger generation don't have respect. They don't have respect over the parents. They don't have respect over teachers. They don't have respect over nobody. I'm a retired Marine. Back then in our older days, we could leave our house unlocked. Hell, now we can't even leave our gates unlocked. You know, and they just still, you know, hell, they'll steal anything they can. Cars, you name it. It's hard to trust people. It's getting to the point where it's hard to trust people. Where we live at, we've been here for a long time, so we know our neighbors. We keep an eye on each other's home. We keep an eye on each other's pets, you know, and stuff like that. It's just, you know, people blame Biden, for example, for letting the immigrants come in. You know what? It's not so much the immigrants. It's people coming from, not from so much countries. I mean, we got a lot of here in Odessa. We got a lot of Cubans, man, Venezuelans. Now, you know, my neighbors are Cubans. They're good people. Not everybody's bad in this world, but the young generation. They're real bad. They're really bad God forbid somebody was attacked by wife, you know, and even though we're seniors, I never forget the things they taught us or trained us in the Marine Corps, you know, and I'll say it over the phone. I'll kill some, you know, a fart. I won't hesitate to meditate. I won't think twice. It's just sad, but we're blaming, but it's sometimes, we got so much drugs coming in. It's not just here. It's the whole United States, man. It's not so much pot anymore. Now it's fentanyl. It's killing our kids. It's killing our grown-ups. I mean, but like I said, in Odessa, if you look it up and you Google it, it'll show you. I don't care where you look at it. We might not be as big as Houston, Dallas, San Francisco, or stuff like that, but they go by crime rate. And I understand how they do it. And right. So, but yeah, Lee, you know, it's hard, man. It's hard. It's very hard.
That's what they're doing, all these surveys, to see how they can help the communities, and hopefully the government steps up.
Here we need more policemen. I mean, pobrecitos, they're working their asses off. I got friends of mine that work for the police department. Hell, you can't trust the people calling you on a freaking phone left and right that you want to renew your warranty in your vehicle. And shit, you don't even have a vehicle anymore. Or there are people ripping people off. I mean, it's a dog-eat-dog world, man. I mean, you can't trust nobody. Even on the damn phone, man. It's hard. Right now, I'm talking to you because I hear you. But you're not asking for nothing. You're just asking information. And so, but what can we do about it? Pray about it, man. My mom prayed for me when I was in Vietnam. I did two tours in that son of a gun. And I retired in the Marine Corps for 23 years. So can I take care of my family? Hell yeah. Will I willing to die for him? Hell yeah. So, I mean, but we can't blame, they want to better themselves, man. I mean, they come here to make money and shit. It's like everybody else in this world. And, you know, it's America, man. I mean, it's the land of the free, you know, and, you know, hell, you got the world upon your hands. They're trying to get whatever as much as they can, so they can take care of their family in Cuba, Venezuela, and all these different areas. I mean, it's sad to hear all this, but just so much shit that's going on. It's just pathetic.
Right. Like I said, sir, hopefully this survey that we're doing helps helps the government do something about it, right?
Dude, I mean, I hope so. I mean, you know, my neighbors here next door are the Cubans. I'm gonna give you a little story. Mira, over there in Cuba, they're not allowed to have guns. You did know that, right? The only people that are allowed to have guns is nothing but policemen and military. And here, hell, anybody can buy guns. It's sad to hear that people go out there, I mean, fucking mentally crazy. Some of them are not even crazy. They say they are, so they won't get as much time. They go shoot up our kids, man, in school, in churches, in grocery stores.
Yeah, that's not right.
So you're asking me, what can we tell the government? What is it the government doesn't know? I did 23 years with them. I went through, you know, 4 different presidents. What can they do? I mean, you know, they said, okay, if we elect somebody, and he's gonna put military on the borderline. Is that gonna help? I mean, not all Mexicanos and Cubans and whatever are killers and rapists. Hell, we got plenty of white guys, plenty of black guys. I mean, people are trying to get in here to make a living, man. I mean, I don't know, brother. I don't know what to tell you. It's praying, man. Praying.
Right. Okay, yes. Thank you for that information, sir. How about we continue with the survey? And like I said, hopefully this does make the government do something about it. Okay, so I'm going to read a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each in Hector County: excellent, good, fair, or poor. How about the public transportation? How will you rate that?
Yeah, our public transportation is good, man. We really have a good bus system. Yeah,
okay.
I mean, I think the fixed fare price, you can get wherever you want, point A, point B. You know, I'm sure as this town keeps on growing. And so they keep on adding more and more buses. I think we're doing all right. Honestly.
Perfect. Glad to hear that, sir. How about quality of healthcare?
All right. Here we go again with healthcare. All right. Thank God I have a good one. And both my wife and I do. But not everybody does, right? Health care could be improved. They're trying to, healthcare can be improved. But California helps out more on healthcare than here in the state of Texas. But every state is different.
Okay, so you will say that availability of quality healthcare is fair, poor, good, or
It's I can say it's fair, man. I mean, it's what I can say. It's about fair.
Okay. How about, you already told me about this one, but let me ask you again: public safety and low crime. How will you rate that?
Man, it's bad. I call it the top 100.
Okay.
I rate it real high.
Right after what you told me, yeah, it sounds like it's poor.
Yeah.
And how about the availability of cultural and opportunities such as theaters, museums, and music? How will you rate that?
You know what? We do have a pretty neat thing. I mean, you know, they're doing things real good. I mean, they got a stage open for the public where you can hear the Hispanic heritage, the Juneteenth. They're doing a good job, man. You know,
okay.
I mean, we have the Lowrider Festival, the Day of the Dead. I think we honor our heritage. Hector does it, I think, like most counties, different different states doing it. I think we're doing all right.
So what would you say? Excellent, good, fair?
No, it's good.
Okay, perfect. I'm glad that you like it. How about a share vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth? How would you rate that? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
You know, I think it's good. I mean, here, we're oil country, okay? And it goes up and down. It goes up and down. And people start, I guess, they're starting, you know, our housing, for example. You know, everybody, you know, our taxes here are a little bit higher than other counties and, other states. I mean, we got an 8.5% or, I think 8.25% tax here. But, I mean, it's like everybody else, but I mean, you know, we're trying to, but it's good. I mean, I can't complain. I mean, my wife and I still surviving.
Okay. Glad to hear that. And how about welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds,
right,
ethnicity, and cultural? How will you rate that?
Okay, hold on. Go through this one more time.
Okay.
Inviting what?
Yeah, inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and cultural. Welcoming.
I think we're getting better.
Oh, it's getting better than before.
Oh, yeah. I mean, as far as welcoming people or adjusting to other people, I mean, it's, I mean, when I graduated from high school here, man, I mean, there's only 3 Mexicans and 1 black guy. And now the schools, you know, there's a lot of black and Mexicanos there. I graduated from Permian High School, and I'm sure you heard of them, Friday Night Lights.
Right. Okay.
And back then, it was very racist.
Right.
And now it's, I mean, shit. You hear the football game, and you got...
Yeah, that
was
homecoming queen.
Yeah, Mexicana. Yeah, the homecoming queen, Mexicana. The yeah, a lot of Mexicanos. The quarterback here is Mexicano. The girl who won Miss West Texas, era Mexicana. So, yeah, it's getting better. But, I mean, shit.
Perfect,
you know,
perfect.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. How about natural beauty and physical settings?
You know what? Okay. I think it's good. You know, we're trying our best to make Odessa look prettier. You know, we got things are coming up. I mean, you can't compare it like they call it Midland, which is next, you know, right close to us, 20 miles away, a tall city. I mean, we don't have great bigger buildings than they do, but I mean, hey, I love my town. I've been here for years.
Great.
So I think they're doing good.
Perfect. How about effective leadership from elected officials? How would you rate that?
I think all those some bitches are all bought. Yeah, but no, it's okay, man. I mean, but yeah, no, it's good. It's all right. Yeah, it's good.
Okay, let's move to the next one. How about being able to get from place to place with little traffic? How would you rate that? Excellent.
Oh, it's bad. It's bad. It's bad. It's real bad. It's real bad. I mean, yeah, the traffic here is real bad. They need to improve the road. The roads are bad. And you know, you got a lot of big 18-wheel rigs here. I mean, I think we probably hit one of the top dogs and as far as accidents with 18-wheel rigs involved. It's bad, bro. I mean, I tell you what, I can drive better, and I just came back from Arlington from Cowboy Gate, and I can drive better in Arlington that I can't hear my own hometown. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Yeah. Well, hopefully they do something about that too. And how about...
No shit. Yeah.
And how about the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
Everything's great, man. Everything, yeah. I rate it great. We've done a lot for the public.
Okay.
Odessa's done a lot.
Okay. And how about that quality of the public schools. How would you rate that?
Okay, they need to build some more high schools, man. Or high schools are overcrowded, or junior highs are overcrowded, or elementaries are overcrowded, because people coming into this town left and right, brother.
So how would you rate that? You would rate that poor? Or
Poor.
Okay.
Poor. I, you know what? I don't mind paying extra taxes to get extra schools here. Let's put it that way. That's how bad it is.
Right. And how about the availability of affordable housing? How would you rate that?
It's bad, bro. It's high. It's real high here.
Our neighbors kids
Yeah, it's real high. It's real high.
Okay.
Yeah, affordable living housing here is extremely high.
Okay.
I own my own home. Thank God it's paid for. But the neighbors next door paying $1,300 a month for a 3-bedroom house, $1,300 or $1,400 a month. They got like 3 families living there. So go on them. Because they can't freaking afford it. You can get an apartment here. You can get an apartment here in Odessa, a 1-bedroom, you know, I'm talking a nice apartment. You ain't going to pay less than $1,200 a month.
Well, so it's poor too. And how about having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants in there?
Oh, they got a shitload of them though.
So how about
plenty
rate
of them.
How will you rate them?
How would I rate them? How good they are? How many there are?
No, how would you rate it? What do you think? Do you think it's good, fair, or poor?
I mean, it's good. I mean, shit.
We don't go.
I mean, we really don't go to clubs, so I'm sure it's good.
Okay.
We're retired, man.
Okay. And how about offering job opportunities in your field? How will you?
Okay. The job opportunities here are good. It's just people don't want to work. They want a paycheck, but they don't want to work.
Right.
You understand what I mean?
Yeah. Right. That's what your wife was telling me. And how about this one, sir? Now, please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people. Young and single people, how will you rate it? Excellent, good, fair, or poor for young and single people?
Poor.
Okay. How about racial and ethnic minorities?
Okay. That's the other thing. As far as racial-wise, because our policemen here, like I said, so many Mexicanos, they're good friends, one is fixing to retire. I got good friends that have been retired from the police force. So as far as racial-wise, I think we're good. We're learning to adapt to each other. To adapt with each other. I think it's good.
Okay. And how about this one? How about immigrants from all countries? How will you rate
that? You know what? We do have a lot of them here. We do have a hell of a lot of them. But you know what? They're here to work, man. And believe me, I'm going to say something. Are you Mexicano?
I'm Spanish.
Are you Spanish?
Yeah, yes. Yes, sir.
All right. They come here to work. Okay? A lot of us Mexicanos, or Galachos, or Negros, they don't want to work. It's like we told you. And these people, and these other people, they complain because we got all these Cubans and Venezuelans and all these people taking our jobs. They're not taking our jobs, brother. Es que these cabrones no quieren trabajar. And so these people are willing to work for little pay. Not little pay. They're getting paid their $10, $12, $13 an hour, but they're working.
Right.
So what do you expect, bro? What do you expect?
Right.
And so immigrant people, I don't blame them. I don't blame them. They come and look for a future to
so
help out, again, their family. But go ahead.
Right. Yes, sir. So how will you grade it? Will you grade it excellent, good, fair, or poor?
No, our immigrants are great.
Okay. And how about for retirees like yourself, people that has retired already?
I'm doing all right, man.
So it's a good
I'm doing,
for
me and my,
county.
If you don't want to, if me and my wife, because we've lived here for so long, it's good. Yeah, we're prepared. We know how, but for other people who come in from a different state, hell no.
And
no, I wouldn't want them to come over here.
Okay, so that was going to be the next question. The next question is in entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses, what will you?
They're doing good. I rate them good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And how about families with children?
I mean, again, I mean, everybody, poor, the husband and wife both have to work, pobrecitos. I mean, but, I mean, they're making it, brother. I mean, you know, it's life, you know, life goes on. You got to do what you got to do to survive your family. It's fine with, you know, they're doing okay.
Okay, so Hector
it's
County
good.
Will be a place for families with children, right?
No, I mean, I didn't say that. I mean, if in other words, if you're asking me if to, another family was to come here with their children, I mean, I personally, no, I wouldn't bring my family here. No.
Okay, so how would you grade it? Good, fair, or poor?
Poor. Yeah.
Okay, and how about people living below the poverty line? How would you rate that? Poor, fair?
It's poor. No,
poor.
It's poor.
And how about recent college graduates looking to enter the job market?
I think, you know what, we do have a good program here. Very good program. And I think that's great.
Okay, and how about,
yes.
you said you live up there for a long time, so how about people like you? How would you rate it? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I mean, for me, I rate it an excellent because we do a damn good job as far as educational kids.
Okay.
I mean, I think we do a very good job.
Perfect, sir. And how would you rate the overall quality of life in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
Okay, like, yeah, it'd be hard to say because we're in a different pay racket than a lot of people. You see, a lot of people's having to rent apartments, and we don't. I guess people would say, okay, well, you know, okay, you're low bracket, we're the middle bracket, and you're the high bracket. And we consider ourselves between low and medium, and the middle class. But, o sea, es que, I mean, we know how to budget. That's a problem.
Right. So how would you rate it? How would you rate it in your own opinion? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
Fair, I guess.
Okay.
It has to be.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. And how about over the next 5 years? Do you think that the quality of life in Hector County will improve, deteriorate?
Shit, no.
Or stay
no.
about the
no.
same?
No. No. I have a feeling that if we don't take care of each other, it's going to get worse.
Okay.
If we don't increase our damn police officers and train our police officers even better, it's going to get worse.
Okay, so what is the primary reason you think that quality of life will deteriorate? Lack of job opportunities? Lack of businesses opportunity?
No.
Poor general economic conditions in the area?
Poor economic.
Yeah, poor economic.
Right.
Yeah, because there's a lot of drugs here, man.
Right, okay.
Yeah, human trafficking.
It's like any big city, you know, drugs, human trafficking. I mean, people trying to make money, dude.
Right.
Yeah.
And how about How about economic development generates investments, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created? How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar?
No, I'm not familiar. I'm not. I mean, you know, as far as job economics, I mean, I'm not familiar with that. My son would be, but I'm not. Like I said, I'm retired and I do air conditioner and heated and air conditioner, everything going. So yeah, I mean, I'm not familiar with it.
All right, sir. Do you mind if we, cause we only have a few minutes until we close for the night. So, I only have a few more questions for you. Let's see. Yes, I have a few more. So how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident?
Somewhat confident.
Okay. We're almost done over here. And how familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar? And you said not too familiar on this one, right?
No. No, sir. I'm not very familiar with.
Okay, and how?
I'm not very familiar.
Okay, and how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, and not at all confident.
Somewhat confident.
Okay, and how likely are you, or one of your family members to move from Ector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or?
Very likely.
Very likely, okay. We're almost done over here, sir. And in your opinion, what is the primary reason that you or your family member are likely to move from that area? And you said it's poor economic, there's a lot of drugs, right?
I tell you right now, it's poor economic, high volume of drugs, high volumes of crime, and very poor road trip.
Okay. And finally, sir, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed? Because you mentioned you were in the Army, so you...
Marine.
Apologize.
Marine. Don't move me in that category.
Yes, apologize, sir. So how were you, your education level? Is it high school, college?
I graduated and I definitely took courses. The Marines definitely made me take courses. My wife also went to college and my kids, you know, some got their master's degree, you know. Our education is very good.
Okay, perfect, sir. How about in terms of your political party identification? Do you consider
I consider myself very into the political area. Go ahead.
Yeah, apologize, sir. So how would you, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republic, or independent?
Both my wife and I are Democrats.
Democrats. Okay. Okay.
Yes.
And your age, sir, you mentioned you were, are you between 50 and 64?
I'm 65, but my wife is 75.
Okay. So do you have a school age child living in your household?
No.
Okay. And which of the following best describes your race? And you already told me, but you know, I have to ask you, which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White and Anglo, Black, African American, Hispanic and Latino, or Asian or
Hispanic,
other?
Hispanic, no, Hispanic and Latino.
Okay. We're almost done, sir. Is anyone in your household employee in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
No.
Okay. And how about?
We're retired.
Okay. And how about your annual household income? Is it 25,000, 25 and or more, 40,000 or more.
I'm not gonna give you my income, okay?
Okay.
That's
okay.
One thing I see. I'm sorry. You,
no, it's okay.
I'm gonna give you my income.
Right. I'm gonna just put it. Yeah. You don't have to. It's just a question.
Yeah.
So, okay. Let me see. Yeah, I got one more, and it says, "Are you currently employee full time?" You say you are retired, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I have to. You know, I have to read the questions. Retire. Okay. Okay. How about in terms of your gender? Do you consider yourself male, right? Or male?
Yes, I'm male.
Right. Do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
I'm sorry?
Do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
Odessa? Odessa. Odessa. Yes.
Okay. We're done over here, sir. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time, sir. It was a pleasure talking to you, sir. And thank you for sharing.
Likewise.
Yes, sir. You and your wife have a good rest of the day, sir.
Same to you, okay? God bless you, brother. And stay safe wherever you're at.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. You have a good rest of the day, okay?
Okay. Bye.
Goodbye, sir.